Hi guys, welcome to the Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Styling Podcast. How are you? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a fashion business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions at all, email me at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com, or I will leave a link below for you, okay? I also want to invite you to hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there, we host events, we answer questions, we share resources, so you're always super invited. Now, if you need some organization and focus in your fashion business, I invite you to check out our Etsy shop with workbooks and planners for your fashion business. If you want support and guidance with these planners, I encourage you to join our online subscription, which is the Planner Club. Every month, you get a new planner and you get our support and community. And also, if you want more guidance, more support, I invite you to check out our online program, the Fashion Business Online Incubator. It's 10 weeks with me. We work on your brand, so you get to know your brand, build your brand, and market it successfully. So I'll leave links below to all of that stuff in case that you're interested. And let's get started with the podcast, okay? Hey guys, welcome to this episode. In this one, we are going to talk about setting up an atmosphere to thrive in your fashion business. So perhaps you're starting out, right? Or you are not where you want to be yet, but have you set an atmosphere around you, right? Where you can actually thrive, where your business can grow. Right? Maybe right now, you don't have a store or you don't have an office, but you need to have a space where you can start growing, right? Where you can, physically start creating that in your life, right? So what I'm going to do today here is going to share some tips with you so you can, start having all those different tools that you need to thrive in your business. Because if you don't have a place, for example, to work, if you don't have all your tools together, if there's a lot of noise, if there's a lot of chaos around you, it's going to be really hard to thrive, right? So we have to be intentional and we have to make some changes. And hopefully in this video with these tips, this will help you so you can be in the right mindset, so you can have the right energy, right? To make this happen, right? So the first tip I have for you is to have an actual physical space, right? So right now for you, that might be an office. Maybe you don't have access to an office, but you can have a closet that you turn into a mini office, or maybe you just start with your desk, right? You can set up a desk somewhere around the house, right? And you want to keep that space tidy and neat, okay, with all the things that you need. You need to have a space, like I said, in your house or wherever you're gonna work, right? That is yours, that is designated, for that beautiful business that you're growing. Okay, so first thing, set a place in your home or whatever you're working, right, that is dedicated to your business. Okay. The second thing is to have a schedule and to respect it. Okay, so just like when you join a webinar, for example, and they tell you, well, we're going to hang out for 2 hours or an hour and a half, and, zero distractions, turn your cell phone off, close all your tabs in your computer with you, have your notebook, have your pen, and dedicate the time to what you're doing. Give yourself that time, right? Same thing with your business. If you're going to work on your business, you need to have a schedule. You need to respect it. And when you are in that time, zero distractions, zero multitasking, doing, housework and kids work and all that stuff. Give yourself the time so you can be productive, so you can do what you have to do for your business. Okay. So have a schedule and respect it. Okay. The third thing, and I have my list here because I made some notes for you guys, is to make sure that space, right, that you're creating, it's inviting. Even if it's a tiny space, even if it's a desk, right? Do you have your computer there? Do you have your pens? Do you have your planners perhaps? Or maybe you have a candle, or maybe you have quotes, inspirational quotes or pictures or something that makes you feel comfortable, that makes you feel like you want to work. Because in there, in that place, in that small place, right? Whether it's a desk or you have your own office, right? That's where the productivity is going to take place, right? It might be productive or not. Hopefully it is, right? If we have everything ready to go. Also, your creativity, is your creativity going to flow in that place, right? It has to be inviting, it has to be comfortable, you have to feel good so the creativity flows, so you can design, so you can, you know, write, so you can do whatever you need to do, right? So make sure that it is inviting, okay? And this doesn't have to be grand. All these things, you can start small, right? Maybe you just need a candle, maybe you just need your favorite planner with you, maybe you just need your favorite pen. Whatever it is, but you can start setting up that space. So you, again, you can be productive, you can be creative, you can be, feel good about what you're doing, so you can thrive in your business. Okay. The next thing is I recommend having a plan for your vision for the next step. Right. So perhaps right now you're working from the dining room table and you just have a section of the table with your things, or maybe you have a desk in your bedroom, right? In the corner where you're working. What is the next step? What is the vision that you have? Maybe you're going to fix the attic. Maybe you're going to fix the basement. Maybe you are going to rent a co-working space. Maybe you're going to go on Fridays to work on a coffee shop. You can have a plan for the next step. So you work towards that. So you have something exciting to look forward to. So you have something. Because, you know, you might not go from the desk all the way to having an office in the top building with a great view, right? Hopefully, yes, if that's part of your dream. But there might be steps along the way, right? And it's important to have a vision for the next one to keep you excited and keep you going, okay? Now, the next tip I have for you is to upgrade as you grow and celebrate as you grow. Okay, so if you accomplish something, if you feel proud about something, right, celebrate it, whether it's small or big, have that cup of tea and take 5 minutes off, or take a walk, or go grab that coffee, or buy yourself that little cute candle to put it on your desk, or that pink pen that you want to write down every day, your to-dos, whatever it is, you know, celebrate the little wins and the big wins, right? And you don't have to spend thousands, you don't have to spend time, but just do things here and there for yourself to thank yourself for the progress that you're making, and to keep, again, having that high energy and feel comfortable in that space so you can thrive. Okay. The other thing I would recommend really is to sign up for programs, communities, Facebook groups, right? Where you are surrounded by people, right, who are doing the same thing, and also who can help you along this path, who have the answers. So if you have a question and you're working in your space, you have somewhere you can go to get a response and not get stuck. Or maybe you're part of a community that has classes, you can go ahead and dive into a class and, you know, figure out everything. Or you can hire a mentor that you can email, that you can text, that you can call, right? And have answers, right? Because you are going to get stuck. You're learning all the time, right? So it's important to have the resources. And nowadays with the internet, it's so easy. There's free communities, there's paid communities, there's very affordable classes, there's very high-end classes, there's everything in between, right? And, you know, Google is amazing. And you can Google a lot of stuff, but you can spend a lot of time doing that. So you can Google, but you can also have other resources like classes, mentors, communities, right? To ease you along the way, to help you along the way, to support you along the way, to cheer you along the way, right? And you can start with our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club, right? The other tip I have for you, which is something I shared in the previous episode, is to keep track of your success, okay? And these can look like just buying a notebook, right? Or a nice notepad, or downloading one of our planners to your iPad or your tablet, and just keeping track, right, of everything that you accomplish during your day, okay? Take a moment at the end of the day to write big things, small things, right? Because, you know, you're building something, and the little things count as much as the big things, Okay. And if you keep track of everything that you do, or most of it, right, it's going to keep you focused. It's going to keep you motivated. It's going to give you more ideas like, oh, I have to fix this, I have to do that. And also, with time, you're going to see that notebook and you're going to be like, wow, I have accomplished all of this. And also, it would help you visualize that, this is a big puzzle that you're building, right? That perhaps you don't know a lot of the pieces yet, and all of them count. Okay, because at some point you're going to start seeing, the picture, and then eventually you'll see the whole picture. So all the things count. You send that email, you recorded that video 3 times and it didn't happen. That's an accomplishment, because next time you have under your belt 3 times that you try. So maybe next time it'll work out beautifully, right? Everything counts. I bought the cable for the computer. Now I can do this in the big screen. Now I can. I bought the light for the blah blah blah. And now the videos look better. Whatever it is, all of those are little things that all come together into the big picture. Okay. So yeah. So those are my tips for you today. I really encourage you to really set up the atmosphere. Some people think, oh, it might cost a lot of money, it might cost a lot of time. No. Right? You can start small, right? You can start with, a room in the house or a desk in the part of the room, and you can just start adding little things here and there that help you, set up this atmosphere. Music can help also, like relaxing music, like candles, like different things, right? Whatever you're into that helps you getting that zone of being able to, create that content that you want to create, or create those designs, right? Or coming up with an amazing strategy for your business, right? And also, very important to have the support along the way so we help you get there faster. Okay. So that's what I have for you guys today. If you have any more tips, please make sure to share them below. Everyone in the community will definitely benefit from it and love it. Okay, if you find this video helpful, like it, share it, subscribe, share it with a friend who might need it too. And yeah, let me know what you guys think. And thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Okay, bye guys.